Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Does this sound familiar? Takeouts over dine-ins, watching Netflix rather than maybe going to the cinema, or even working from home. Have we withdrawn ourselves from society? Well, journalist Suzanne Harrington is with us on the line. Well, Suzanne, have we?
I think we have, yeah. There was a really great new book by this French philosopher called Pascal Bruckner, and he's written a book called The Triumph of the Flippers. And he suggests in this book that we have, since COVID, we have, you know, what started out as sort of house arrest ended up being a kind of prolonged cocooning that we didn't really come back from, and that we need to come back from it.
A comfort blanket, quite literally, Suzanne.
Literally, that we have swapped our outdoor clothes for our indoor clothes, and that we've blurred the boundaries. And where he was coming at it from a sort of philosophical perspective, you know, that we need to sharpen up and get out. But the reality of that suggestion or that idea is that an awful lot of places like restaurants and night spots and gig venues and even cinemas, they're suffering because now we're just hunkered down at home. You know, we're downloading our movies, we're ordering in our food, we're socializing online instead of in real life. And that's really affecting the nightlife economy. And it's also really affecting us because it's making us kind of a bit hermity. And this guy, Pascal Bruckner, his suggestion, he's old, he's 75, and he's worried that future generations are hiding as well because of existential stuff like, you know, war, terrorism, eco-collapse, the terrible, huge things that are happening out in the world. We're all just going, ooh, and we're staying at home with our hoodies and our furry blankets and our slippers, and just kind of hiding not under the sofa, but on the sofa.
Is it a case, though, that maybe people are happier at home, Suzanne, and maybe over the past number of decades, people just went out and socialised because that was the done thing to do, or, you know, the perceived normal?
Well, for sure. But I think that probably the advent of digital has had a huge impact, rather than, you know, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, like the war, terrorism, eco-collapse, etc. I wonder if people, it is nice to be at home, but to be at home all the time can stunt a lot of things. It can make people a bit agoraphobic. It also, you don't get the same contact high from seeing somebody on a screen as you do in real life. And you know that like Gen Z now are afraid to pick up the phone. They freak out if you call them. You can only manage messages, that kind of thing. So I wonder if that's not to pick out young people. I mean, all of us, we do need actual physical face-to-face contact and face-to-face interaction. That's, you know, an awful lot of communication is we're humans, we're social animals. And if we do hide away, I wonder if it doesn't rob us of our social skills and other skills, like, just, is it a life lived if you never leave your front room?
It's an interesting point, isn't it? Yeah. You know, when I'd imagine a lot of people, Suzanne, listening to you today, you know, will think about that and think, you know, God, I can kind of identify or see a little bit of myself in what you're saying.
Oh God, yeah, me too. I mean, I love coming home, taking off my bra, taking out my contact lenses and just, you know, being in my favourite blanket. I love that. You know, I'm as guilty of what I'm talking about as anyone else.
I know, but I don't like it all the time.
No, I think you have to push yourself to, like, you know, this philosopher, he was saying that, you know, we've become critically wounded by dullness and we've gone soft. And he's kind of said that, you know, we're surrounded by life coaches who propose, you know, meditation and just being inward looking and being, and all that is really, really good. It's all really good stuff. But if we don't balance it out by going out and having a raucous night out, I don't mean raucous as in alcohol related, but I mean like maybe going to a really loud gig or something where you're jumping up and down with other people listening to live music. That's really important. Or going, you know, being out in the cold, going swimming in the sea, or going camping, or having a big messy dinner party with loads of people. Again, when I say messy, I don't mean alcohol. I mean like just fun and loud and interactive. I do think that we have withdrawn a little bit too much.
Does it matter though where we socialise, as long as we're meeting people, that there is, you know, some interaction, I suppose, or connection, whether it's with friends or with people that are maybe kind of acquaintances? Does it matter what setting that happens in, as long as it happens?
I don't think so. I think it matters, like I said, I think it matters a lot for the nightlife economy if we stop clubbing and we stop going to gigs and we stop going to restaurants and bars and whatever. Because people who do, I don't drink, but a lot of people who do drink, it's much cheaper to drink at home. And you don't have to put up with the disadvantages of being in a bar or a pub.
Yeah, and the taxi, but you probably find you're drinking more at home because you're free pouring and all that goes with that. It's interesting, Suzanne, like we were probably on average, were we in COVID really, like with restrictions and different things for about 2 years? I'd imagine we're probably about a year and a half out of it now at this stage. I wonder how long it'll take for us to kind of, you know, collectively to get that balance right, or to rebalance maybe this shift that's happened.
I don't know. I mean, he was the guy who wrote the book about the slippers, the French guy. He was kind of saying that, you know, it's really crucial that we don't continue in this hibernation mode, because we need to, for lots of reasons, get organized around, you know, the future of the planet, those kind of really big things. And because those big things are so big and so frightening, it is much easier to just go, oh God, no, and duvet dive. But I suppose as younger people grow up, there will probably be a shift back to it won't be the same as before, because nothing ever reverts to how things were in the past. The past is finished.
Yeah.
But I would imagine people will, you know, normalize as time goes on and kind of go find their desire to go out again. But yeah, I think the most important thing is to be with other people, and that doesn't matter where.
No.
I mean, you can have your friends around your house, go around their houses, whatever. That's the crucial thing. It's not to socialise just online, because
the actual actual interaction. I'm interested to talk to people about this today. Like, does that kind of sound of silence, maybe over the weekend, does that appeal to you now more than going out and the hustle and bustle of maybe meeting people? It doesn't have to necessarily be a night out, but meeting your friends in a social setting that's beyond the comfort of your front room. Journalist Suzanne Harrington. Suzanne, thanks a million for joining us here in Lunchtime Live.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, Brendan Kelly, is with us on the line as well. Brendan, should we, well, maybe not force, but should we encourage people to step out of that great withdrawal?
Well, listen, what Suzanne said is very, very interesting. I have to say that the evidence does not support a great withdrawal at all. In 2023, cinema going increased by 6%, so that's bouncing back. 2023 also saw biggest live music attendance ever in the UK, so that's bouncing back as well. And in Ireland, the food service market insights tell us that the out-of-home food sector is up 13%.
And that's despite everybody talking about the fact that, you know, the cost and price of socialising, whether that's eating out or enjoying a pint, has increased.
Yeah, we are getting out again. We are going to the cinema. We are going to gigs, and we are eating out. I mean, the book that's being discussed by Pascal Bruckner, The Triumph of the Slippers, is very much a philosophy book talking about ideas. But, and you know, some of them are very interesting. He seems to have a particular issue with people wearing slippers, which he seems to write about a great deal.
Yeah, they're terrible
things. The evidence. the evidence is that we are re-engaging with the world, and that is a good thing, as Suzanne points out. It's important to keep making efforts to do so. But I certainly do not share that sort of gloomy world view that we have withdrawn from the world and we are failing to interact with each other. All the evidence suggests that the opposite is the case.
I was thinking about this, Brendan. There's also the fact that some of us are maybe getting a little bit older as well. Maybe it's just that kind of lifestyle change and shift that just often happens with age.
No, it absolutely is. And when you look at some of the life coaches and meditation and that, when you look at the content of what a great deal of meditation is, it's about tuning into the world and participating and taking part and being present in the moment. It is not about withdrawing from the world. And most life coaches, rather than proposing a kind of a soft withdrawal into slippers, are very clear about engagement. And all the evidence is that that's what we are doing since the pandemic ended.
Phil in Dublin says, before COVID, a pint was a fiver. It's now nearly £7. A burger in a pub was €9. That's now nearly 16. That's why we are staying in. It's the greed of the hotels and the pubs that's created this. Another texter says, I think people are staying home because it's just too expensive to go out. People are counting every penny just to keep a roof over their heads, the lights, and to feed themselves. Keep your thoughts coming into us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.